This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Learning to read can be tough, and those words you can't sound out can be especially tricky. So a rapper, software developer, and illustrator with local roots published P is for Pterodactyl, what they call the worst alphabet book ever. WHYY's Hemena Kondi reports they wanted to bring some levity to what can be a frustrating process.
D is for Q is for Quiana.
D is for Djibouti.
G is for Gnocchi.
Quinoa, gnocchi, and the Republic of Djibouti are not words you typically find in alphabet books or flashcards. Raj Haldar, one of the authors, says he loves to play with words as a rapper, though at first he was concerned that some of these words might confuse children. Haldar, who performs under the name Lush Life and is based in Philadelphia, says children are up for the challenge.
Kids love to kind of explore unwieldy, huge words that are, you know, kind of silly to roll off the tongue.
Dude.
Djibouti.
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 The English language is super complex, and all those rules that they give you, you know, they can just as easily, at the, you know, turn of a corner, be broken by another word.
F is not for photo, phlegm, fooey, or phone.
Maria Tina Badia came up with the illustrations of a gnat eating a garden gnome's dinner. The dinner is gnocchi, of course. There's also the image of Eileen, the ewe, giving a euphoric eulogy for wolves. The project is personal for Badia, who grew up in Lancaster and struggled with reading in the fourth grade.
Reading was supposed to be at a certain level, and I just felt a lot of pressure, and I felt like I needed to really catch up to these kids that learned, you know, a different way.
Badia says while it's great to illustrate a New York Times bestseller, this is also the kind of book she wishes had been around when she was learning to read. Hemena Kondi, WHYY News.